morning. Today is Wednesday, March the 29th. Joining us this morning, well, not really this morning, recuperating supervisor Virginia Bass. That's not like a reformed supervisor.
No,
that's
no.
That's a recuperating.
Watch out and I'll hit you with this thing.
Yeah. Kane, Crutch, they both start with C and it's all right. Our quote this morning comes from Iris Murdoch. Quote, he led a double life. Did that make him a liar? He didn't think he was a liar. He was a man of two truths.
Well, that's interesting.
Maybe you can use that one as you head off to Sacramento, huh?
Yeah. Well, two different perspectives, but in the same person.
It's kind of yes, no
I think
kidding.
He had multiple personality disorder.
I see. Or maybe he had an order. It wasn't a disorder.
There you go.
Just a thought. Speaking of multiple interpretations of facts, how is the state budget looking these days?
Well, it's very interesting you should ask that. We've got still a lot of moving pieces to the IHSS situation, the in-home social services, and it's kind of a moving target. Earlier,
but it's a big target.
Well, yeah. Earlier, you'll remember that there was a proposal in the governor's budget. It wasn't a proposal. It was just they were going to transfer it all back to the counties. And that's a $623 million hit to the entire, 58 counties this year. Humboldt counties, I can't remember. It was like $625,000. I didn't bring the number with me, but it's significant. And, and it's not just those dollars. It's also, potential lost dollars in other categories like the mental health services and health services, because it's got to come from somewhere. So that's still being discussed. And, I think the governor is now sensitive to the burden that this would be on counties, especially considering some of the stuff coming down from the federal government, and not to mention PERS rates changing dramatically. There's a lot of things
down?
Hitting county. They're not going in the right direction.
Okay. It's tough. I guess it's frustrating for a lot of us outside looking inside. Seeing these retirement plan costs continuing to escalate at whatever rate that they're escalating, as we're needing four-wheel drives and half tracks to drive a lot of the county roads.
And a lot of the county roads are missing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, those are going to qualify for FEMA.
Eventually,
as long as we don't have the governor deciding we're a sanctuary state and then we don't get a zero.
Actually, it's not true now. They really can't take that money. I learned a lot when I was back in D.C. So that'll be a whole nother conversation.
If those three bills pass, if one of those three pass, then it does exclude. So there's a lot, like you said, moving, shifting sands.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's not like what was stable the last year was positive.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, so we hear this stuff on one hand. On the other hand, the community is kind of taking hits or perceiving that they're not getting their tax dollar values. I know what you're going to say to those people.
After the break,
it's time for a break, yeah. KINS, News and Information Time, it's 8:19.
You've never heard us before, because we're something brand new. It's called Destination Radio. If you live in Ferndale or Gold Beach, Blue Lake or Klamath, Brookings or Eureka, you'll be looking for someplace different to take the family, something special to do next weekend. The best destinations for day trips and overnights, for hiking or biking, for beachcombing or birdwatching, and you'll turn to us for ideas, because you're the reason we're here, to help you find your close-to-home destination. Stay, play, and relax with us. Destination Radio.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:24. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Virginia Bass. Virginia, the activity at the state level, and I guess this really kind of came to fruition a number of times over the last decades. The ERAF shift, okay, that was a state balancing the budget, but right. Dumping the responsibility of certain areas on the counties. So when we hear that and a number of other examples since then also, as you were talking about with the IHSS mm-hmm. and some of the others, for the state to have a balanced budget isn't necessarily a good thing for the counties to hear because of how they balance
exactly,
their budget.
Exactly right. And things that are basically mandates from the state and the federal government, local government is having to bear the cost. Or potentially bear more of it. And even with the IHSS actually is, I believe, a federal mandate. And now they're talking about, not paying as much to the states from that, too. So there's even bigger potential impacts coming from the federal folks on that side. And you mentioned transportation earlier, and that's one of the other things with the state that's, there have been several transportation bills, and there's been a governor's proposal, and what it looks like right now is, hopefully people can come behind and support one approach instead of like three or four. You know what it's like when you get all these different things on the ballot.
Yes, no.
Yeah. So, and what we're really fighting for is that counties get, we'd like to see counties get at least the, in total the one. What was it? 1.5. We need two $2 billion to just start making a difference on the 58 counties' roads.
So all counties cumulative.
Yeah, that's all counties cumulative, and there'd be a number for how that would affect Humboldt, and that number's been hard to get to through the different discussions, and so. There have been a lot of proposals that would result in less than that would be going to local government. And, so we're trying to increase that, not just for the counties, the cities also.
So that's the $2 billion is just the county and the city roads. It's not state highways and the state areas.
Well, that would be the entire amount of the bill is bigger than that. That would be the local government roads portion. So, but that's, that could change, as we speak.
So, does the state have it and it's just a different priority for the governor?
You mean the money?
Yeah.
It could be, call me a cynic.
Yes.
But
realist,
this
be another word.
I have to crack up when people talk about the bullet train. And we were in D.C. and a legislator, in talking about the Affordable Care Act and how that might affect counties. And his thought is, block grants would be good, and they're not as good for Humboldt County because we'd have to compete and we'd get much less money. But he goes, he said California's got to learn to budget their money better. And I raised my hand and I said, not all of California is spending money on that bullet train. I mean, it's not our idea to put all that money in there because it doesn't benefit us at all. And so could some of those dollars be used in a variety of different ways? I certainly think so. But, I don't have that power, apparently. Darn it, anyway.
So as we're looking at what reality is for our part of the world, we've got the deferred maintenance, then we've got, I would imagine, some of the FEMA or emergency relief dollars, however it's going to be framed, will go to the roads that have washed out that were in bad repair before, so it's actually going to end up being some of that deferred maintenance. Okay, for those communities. But for the other roads that are out there that need the assistance that are county responsibility, not even talking about last chance or the slip outs south the south end of the county, more 299 for that matter, What are you looking at? Because, you know, even with the Measure Z monies, which are supposed to be towards public safety, there was still plenty of ample recognition roads ought to be getting a piece of that.
Right. And, you know, that discussion, we'll be looking at that again soon. And it'll be interesting where that discussion goes, because that is where the money can come from right now. We did, you know, we tried to, you know, we asked people to pass a transportation tax, and that didn't work. So we have to do it from other ways.
Well, after Z also, come on, how many times are you going to dip at the same pool?
Well, but at the same time, Z goes away in 5 years, or it has to be re-upped. But
I can't imagine there not being a viable campaign saying extend it.
Well, you can't count on that. But
yeah.
But you know, what was I going to say?
I got you that easy.
No, you did. It's one of those days.
So, as you're looking at this situation of Humboldt County's budget, you guys had those community outreach efforts. I know you probably got a lot of feedback from a lot of different forces and a lot of different perspectives. Was there any resolution on that, or are you looking at the marijuana money? Is that pretty much the code enforcement side of things, and it can't be mixed with roads?
No, you know, I think there is more ability to use it in a variety of ways, and I believe roads, it's a general tax, so, you know. And what else we're finding, though, is we've got big issues with, you know, ADA that need to be taken care of. And we can talk more. Are we about to have a break?
You guys have got ADA situations?
I'll talk with you after the break.
We do as a community to make Humboldt a better place to work and live? The answer is to make sure our kids are literate, able to plan financially, move forward in their education so they are better prepared to enter our workforce, and become contributing and productive members in our society, community, and economy. How do we do it? Through the Decade of Difference Initiative. Visit decadeofdifference.org and find out how you, as a parent, student, or business owner, can help. It's the Decade of Difference. Be part of it.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:35. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Humboldt County Supervisor Virginia Bass, recuperating Humboldt County Supervisor Virginia Bass.
Yeah, I think I'm more in pain now than I'm sitting here with you.
Oh, just imagine listening to this thing. You're double pain, yeah. There's a scheduled procedure that is going on, so we're taping this one a little bit further in advance. CDEH Painting and Reed Ecker are actually sponsoring this little event. Imagine that. I'm not sure they're getting their money so far.
I better start
drilling down here a little bit. Yeah, get a little bit more serious. The marijuana money, I guess that for me is going to be the simplest, because I don't remember ZSXQ, all the letters that are now
thrown around. They do start blending.
Yeah, at least they're the English alphabet, so I have some recognition.
We haven't moved to the other alphabet yet.
No, not yet. You know, when you break into the Hebrew, I'm in trouble.
That'll be a while.
Looking at the feedback that you had from the public forums, and been told that there was an awful lot of feedback, which is cool. A lot of people showed up, a lot of ideas, well orchestrated. Okay. The money component, you know my opinion, you guys sold us short, but it is what it is. Those monies, do they have to be totally focused exclusively on marijuana-related enforcement, code enforcement, environmental, or, as you alluded to before the break, by being general fund dollars, do you have a, this is going to sound goofy, to those listening outside of California, a moral or ethical issue to keep it related to marijuana, Or do you can you siphon off a percentage of it and throw it to roads, throw it to the ADA that you were referencing, throw it to some of these deferred maintenance things that are out there that also have urgent need?
Well, I think you can from the standpoint, well, it depends what you're talking about. A lot of things have a nexus to the industry. You know, the roads, there are a lot of roads that are getting a beating because of the large volume of trucks and tanks and the, you know, the use.
Tanks?
Well, like,
I haven't heard that Mike and Billy have got tanks also.
What?
For enforcement.
No, that's not that kind of tank. No, like water tanks. Sorry, got it. But, you know, there's the roads are getting beat up because of the industry as well, because there's a lot of stuff moving back and forth. You know, addiction services can be certainly tied to, you know, make sense on this.
To the fees, sure.
Yeah, child, you know, early child health and mental health, and, you know, there's a lot of children who are really negatively impacted or have been. So there's most things have to have a nexus. And with ADA...
You like that word, huh?
I do.
Okay.
Well, I think of a spider web.
I think of a hairspray.
No, that's neck. What is it? I'm thinking of it. There's some kind of drug, too.
Oh, good.
Oh, goodness.
Hey, that's a full tight circle then. Okay.
Yeah. So, anyway, you're keep derailing me all over the place today. As far as the ADA, well, one, it's something we've got to do. Unfortunately, our board was saddled with a decision or an agreement made by a previous board back when the economy was good. And then it took the downturn, and since Supervisor Sundberg and myself came on board, the group, we've been putting money away to address it, but we can't get enough money to address it fast enough, because it's basically a federal decree that we need to do this, and we've had to sign a document saying we will move this ahead full steam. So we brought on, you know, a special, I think, ADA coordinator. We're getting a dedicated architect. You know, we've really got to pour a lot of resources into it besides the actual doing of the work. And
Estelle was the only one that was on the board then, huh? Wait, 2008?
Yeah.
Was she even on?
No.
Nobody was.
Nobody. None of us were. That's why we said, well, thanks a lot.
So it's been delayed?
Yeah. It's
that length of time. But you guys
we've been
showing
doing
progress
some.
Towards it is probably what they're looking for, right?
Right, showing progress, but
it doesn't all have to be wrapped up in the next year.
Well,
does it?
They want it really quickly. Probably not the next year, but they want significant progress, and so it makes it difficult. But if you think about where that would impact, is if you have to pour all this into the, you know, into these dollars, into these fixes, we're talking millions of dollars. That easily could be related to lost deputies on the street, you know.
If it goes into bucket A, so, you don't have enough for bucket B.
Right. Yeah. So I think, you know, in the board, it's going to be the board's decision. It wasn't discussed during the public meetings. It was mentioned. Amy had brought it up. Obviously, nobody, you know, talked about that being a priority that was in the group.
Sure, they weren't there for that.
They weren't there. Yeah. Well, and unfortunately, you know, we're looking at it now, and so people gave input. We want to, you know, try to do the you know, best representation of what, you know, people want to see. But at the same time, hopefully they understand that sometimes it, you know, it's not all going to get put into those baskets when there's something else that we really must deal with.
Or year one and year two, sorry guys, that's off the table. Year three is when that money's are available.
Yeah, and we still don't know how much it's going to be. I mean, to me, it's you know, it's going to be interesting in 2 years, you know, to see what those numbers are. I believe the first, I think the first tax billing is going out maybe in
Wait, is
April?
It a tax or is it a fee?
Well, there is the excise tax. That's what we voted on. That's the Measure S.
So that would be sales of product.
And
that all presumes that feds aren't going to change their definition either and say it's illegal.
Well, it's not. I don't think it's not on sales. It's on production. It's if someone, because the permit they get goes for the piece of land, and there's the tax is based or fee, whatever you call it, based on that piece of land and the ability of, you know, the project it can grow.
Yeah, it's a user fee.
Yeah, I guess, so yeah.
KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:42. We'll be back with more from...
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka. Good afternoon, KINS News and Information Time. It's morning. Oh, well. Just feels like afternoon. Not that it's been a really long show.
Yeah.
But, you know, long day so far. It's still 8:47, though. We're back with Virginia. Trinity County is making its negative vote about the rail line. Was that a surprise to you? Is it concerning? Is it something you think that can be revisited?
Well, I was surprised. I had spoken to a couple of the supervisors earlier in the week and was not able to catch up with another one, just we were passing messages, you know, on our texting. And I'll just say, when I asked what happened, the comment was basically, it wasn't just a study, it's not as simple as it seems. And me not being there, I can't, that's from the mouths of one of the folks. I'm disappointed.
Well, when you're lying around,
a column and find
at
out.
At least your hands are working, so you can do the text and the phone call thing. Because it would be, I think, it'd be elucidating to find out. Is
you're hallucinating?
Yeah. At this point, I'm fatiguing out. Penn Air. Speaking of things that seem to be real.
Actually,
what's going on? We heard the Penn Air, they're having a tough time getting pilots, as all small regionals are.
Well, it's not just, they had, you know, they expanded their services to 3 flights not long ago. And I think they kind of did that too soon. They had 3 of their planes go out of service, all for different strange reasons. Like one of them ran over some saran wrap thing. Anyway. It melted all over the engine. I mean, they just had a lot of bizarre things happen to their equipment. And couple that with the pilots, you know, they kind of just hunkered down and went back to what their original was. And I think it's been going pretty good.
Has United had any comment, or any other airlines looking at Humboldt County had any comment since Penn Air is here and the additional numbers of folks flying out of?
Yeah, you know, I think there's a lot of positive feedback. Especially, you know, folks with, you know, Alaska would probably, you know, be interested somewhere maybe down the line. You think about who's got connections, but I haven't been in any direct conversations recently. But it makes sense that somebody can see. I thought it was funny. Santa Rosa just added a flight to San Francisco. Does that seem like... I'd rather fly than the traffic.
The commute traffic, yeah, that might be. Any thoughts, direct flights to L.A.? I know that was a big deal for Delta, and you guys, previous boards, were pushing
Horizon.
Pretty hard for that.
We still are.
Direct flights.
That is what the team is always harping on, basically, and showing the numbers of why we think it makes sense. So that is our primary.
Wasn't it Delta that did it originally?
I don't know. It was Horizon back when it was 10 years ago or whatever it was. Uh-huh. Yeah. Delta went to Salt Lake.
There were so many choices back then.
Well, through the years, there's been lots of choices.
You almost took it. Okay. Well, get well, okay?
I'll do my best.
All right. Yeah, maybe this will give you cause to get out so you can move around and keep me honest.
Yeah, I'm going to... And my leg.
See everybody tomorrow.